Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
So we are here today on the Well One Connection podcast with two guests that we've chatted with before on several occasions. So I am here with Lana Reimer and Ann Van Winkle, both mammographers and x-ray or radiology techs here at HRMC. So while you work in the radiology department, you do lots of things here in our department, but a big portion of what you do is mammography, and that's what we're going to chat about today. We have a fun event coming up, and first I'm going to ask you about that because that's the top of our minds right now. What's going on? Ann, you want to tell us about mammos and mimosas?
Yep, so we're doing our special event, Mammos and Mimosas. It's the second year we've done it. Just bringing mammography and your self-care about women to the front of our minds.
Yeah, absolutely. So when is it and what times and what day?
So it is Saturday the 20th of this month, 9 until noon.
Yeah, and it sounds like we're getting lots of appointments. So we're looking at potentially expanding that a little earlier in the morning so that we can get people in. We still want people to call, go online, register, even though we're getting a little bit full. We want to try to get everybody in that we can, right?
Sure.
So what's going on, Lana, at the event? What are we doing at this Mammos and Mimosas?
So when you come in the front door, you will be greeted by lots of lovely women, and you can have a massage, and there will be treats and snacks and mimosas, obviously. And then you'll come back to our department, and Ann and I will be back here, and we will take care of you, do your mammogram, and then send you back out, and you can enjoy more or head home, whatever you'd like to do. You can bring your lady friends and visit.
Yeah, kind of a fun morning, yeah. Right? So we will also have the HRMC Auxiliary on site with their gift shop. They just showed me they got some new jewelry, so that'll be fun. Bring your friends and come on out on Saturday, April 20th, and call ahead to make sure that we can get you in with an appointment. So you talked about bringing people back and doing the mammogram. That's a pretty quick process, right? I think we all have this, anytime we have to go get something done or do something like preventative care, there's just this little bit of nerves around it, and it's kind of trying to take these nerves away, right, with this event. How long does it take, typically, to get in and out for a mammo?
I think Ann and I talked in tops 8 to 10 minutes. A lot of times the check-in process takes even a little bit longer. You're really in our room for 8 to 10 minutes, yeah.
Pretty quick and simple, right? So, Ann, what happens during a mammogram? What can I expect?
Just only have to undress part way, so that's nice, not completely bare and all. And then we do 4 pictures of the breast, 2 on each side. We like to use enough compression that we get a good picture, but we really strive to make it as comfortable as we possibly can to keep people coming back year after year.
Absolutely. And so when you say year after year, there are recommendations for regular screening mammograms. What are those and what ages should we start?
So you can usually have one screening between 35 and 40. Insurance will usually pay for one between 35 and 40. And then every year after that, starting at 40, you can have a mammogram.
Great. And what are you looking for? Why are we doing this?
In mammography, we watch for changes in the breast. That's why it's important to come every year if you can. Those small changes that we detect can either be normal, or if they're changing rapidly and they look like they could be cancer, then we will biopsy that as soon as possible, determine whether it is or isn't cancer, and then obviously treat as soon as possible. Breast cancer is very survivable if it's caught early. So that's why year-to-year mammos are crucial. Small changes are what we watch for, so.
Yeah, and so when you mentioned biopsy, and you mentioned those year-to-year, we do have, it's been a few years now, or almost a few years, a couple years that we've had 3D mammography here. So there's also something that we can do here with those biopsies, right? If you do notice a change, how does that work, and how does that biopsy happen here?
It can go either way, depending on how the lesion, as we call it, looks. We can either do ultrasound-guided biopsy or stereotactic, which is a part of our mammo machine. Either way, it just depends on which is going to be better for your lesion or what we're looking at. But for our mammo stereotactic biopsies, we have a unit that goes on the mammal machine, and with all the computer software, we can target directly at what we're looking at or what the doctor sees. It's a fairly straightforward process. We work really well with the doctors that do them, and we make it as comfortable as we can. And it's actually fascinating. The machine is very accurate.
So some great technology, right? Yes. Here in town, that you don't have to leave to go get that biopsy. Mm-hmm. Great. So as we're talking about that and the health and the necessity to get those mammos every year, some people don't have insurance. Some people can't afford those mammograms. There are several programs. So first is a program of the state. So do you want to explain that if somebody's listening and they know they need a mammogram, but maybe they don't have the right coverage right now, that they can still get that done?
Yep. So they can get signed up through their doctor's office for what's called All Women Count, a statewide program that will cover a mammogram and some other testing if need be. We can also sign you up here for that. It just, you just qualify by income. And then if you make too much money for that, we have our program called We've Got You Covered here at the hospital, and we would cover a mammogram for someone who doesn't have insurance or unable to pay.
Yeah, so great programs to do that. So don't be afraid if you don't have that coverage. Make sure you're still getting that done. That's really important. Well, we thank both of you for all you do in our community to keep women healthy and getting them in and out quick and something that's really not so bad. They get to come visit with you. I hear that a lot, that people actually say they enjoyed their mammogram because they get to come in and visit and they get to know you year after
Sometimes
year.
Sometimes the mammos take longer because we get to chit-chat.
So don't plan for just 8 minutes if you want to chat. Great. Well, we're looking forward to Mammals and Mimosas on Saturday, April 20th, and just encouraging everyone out there to get that mammo scheduled.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.